So the title of the sermon is Jesus is the light of man.
Now,
some of you might be thinking when we are reading the book of John.
وقتی کتاب یوحنا رو میخونیم شاید به این فکر کنید.
Why didn't you read Luke?
چرا لوقا رو نمیخونید؟
Why didn't you read the gospel from the gospel of Matthew?
متا رو نمیخونید؟
Did you forget it's Christmas today?
فراموش نکردی امروز کریسمسه؟
Why are you reading John chapter 1?
چرا یوحنا فصل 1 رو میخونید؟
And the reason is that I want to focus on two questions.
امروز میخوام یک سوال دیگه ازتون بپرسم.
Who came?
کی اومد؟
And why?
چرا اومد؟
Yeah? But don't worry, at the end of the sermon we will read from Luke 2.
از لوقا فصل 1 براتون آخرشون میخونم و داستان کریسمس هم براتون خواهم
گفت. When we read it, think in the light of those the answers of those two questions.
ولی وقتی میخونم به فکر این سوال باشین براتون جواب این سوالو بگید.
Last Sunday I was talking with somebody and he had a question.
یک شنبه هفته پیش با کسی صحبت می‌کردم و سوالش این بود.
He had received this question from somebody he was sharing the gospel with.
یه نفری که بشارت داده بود این سوال براشون پیش اومد.
And the question was, why don't you know, why don't we know exactly when Jesus was born?
چرا نمی‌دونیم کی عیسی مسیح متولد شد؟
Now some might think, don't we know? is it not the 25th of December? Any answer? No. Yeah, we don't have an exact date when Jesus was born. Yeah, the Bible doesn't mention a date. It's just a tradition. As is a celebration, it's also a tradition.
Yeah,
the Bible doesn't command us to have a Christmas party on the 25th of December or something like that.
Yeah,
and don't get me wrong, I am all for celebrating Christmas. I think it's a great time.
I'll
celebrate Christmas any day of the year. But I think if God would have, given us an exact date,
اگر عیسی مسیح خداوند با ما واقعا یک روز و یک ساعت دقیق رو میداد
it would distract from what was really important.
و اون اهمیت کلام
yeah,
رو پرداخت.
It probably would be cause of contention.
و شاید باعث جدایی ها میشد.
Who gets it exactly right?
کی درست گفته بود؟ کی واقعا اون لحظه دید؟
Yeah, which calendar should we follow?
تقویم کیو بگیریم؟ تقویم میلادی باشه.
We have at least three different Easter calendars.
شمسی باشه. چجوری با کدوم تقویم در حقیقت
حساب کنیم؟ Yeah, do we use the biblical way of calculating years?
سال رو مثل کتاب مقدس بشمریم.
Yeah, 360 days.
360 روز.
And every 6 year and correction month or
یک ماه اضافه
کنیم. Do we use 365 and correct every 4 years?
یا 365 رو استفاده کنیم هر 4 سال یه دفعه یک روز اضافه کنیم.
Etc.
یا هر چیز دیگه‌ای.
Now, wanting to know the exact date of when Jesus was born is the wrong question.
اگه بخوام این سوالو بپرسیم که دقیقاً چه روزی چه ساعتی عیسی به دنیا اومد، سوال غلطی.
Here's a short answer to that. At exactly the right time. At God's timing. Now, the better question is to ask is why was that baby born? And what was the purpose? And for who? So, I want to look at those questions today. So, who really was that baby that was born? Now, go to Isaiah 7. Isaiah 7. Verse 14. This is one of the prophecies that speak about this baby to be born. Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel.
بنابراین خود خداوندگار به شما نشانه می خواهد داد. اینک باکره آبستن شده پسری خواهد زاد و او را امانوئل
And of course, that's a miracle. Yeah. A virgin conceives. Yeah, something that is possible in nature. And this child is called Emmanuel. Now, what does Emmanuel mean? Go to Matthew 1, verse 23. Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us.
اینک باکره آبستن شده پسری خواهد زایید و نام او را امانوئل خواهند خواند که تفسیرش این است خدا با ما.
Yeah, so the name of this child,
نام اون بچه,
yeah, the meaning of it, Emmanuel,
معنی اون
means God with us.
یعنی خدا با ما.
Go to Isaiah 9:6.
نه 6 رو باز کنید.
For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
زیرا که برای ما کودکی زاده و پسری به ما بخشیده شد. سلطنت بر دوش او خواهد بود و او مشاور شگفت‌انگیز و خدای قدیر و پدر سرمدی و سرور صلح خوانده خواهد شد.
Yeah, this is another prophecy.
یکی دیگه از نبوت هاست.
Yeah, and one of the titles that is given to this child
که به اون بچه داده شد
is the mighty God.
خدای قدیره.
Yeah, it was prophesied in the Old Testament that God would come to this earth.
خدای قدیر.
God would created everything.
خدایی که همه چیز رو خلق کرده، زمین و آسمان رو.
Would enter into his own creation as a human being.
خودش خواهد شد به عنوان یک انسان.
Go to 1 Timothy 3:16. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh. Justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory.
Yeah,
so God was manifest in the flesh.
Now,
go to John 1, he will stay for a bit. And read the first three verses of John chapter
1.
در ابتدا کلمه بود و کلمه نزد خدا بود و کلمه خدا بود. همان در ابتدا نزد با خدا بود. همه چیز به واسطه او به وجود آمد و بدون او چیزی به وجود نیامد که آفریده شده.
Now the word was with God.
کلمه با خدا بود.
And the word was God. Of course, if you are a Christian, you know this points to the Trinity. God is three in one.
Yeah.
God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. But when the Bible refers to the Word, here it's a reference to God.
Now
the Word was God.
خدا بود.
Now skip to verse 14 in chapter John of John 1.
یوحنا 1 فصل 14.
And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
و کلمه جسم گردید و میان ما ساکن شد. پر از فیض و راستی و جلال او را دیدیم. جلالی شایسته پسر یگانه مولود.
Yeah? So the Word was made flesh.
کلمه جسم شد.
The Word dwelt among us.
کلمه در میان ما ساکن شد.
Yeah, the Word was God. So God was made flesh, God dwelt among us.
Yeah,
like the meaning of the word Emmanuel, God with us. And the people at that time, it says, witnessed him. They beheld his glory.
Yeah,
the glory of the only begotten of the Father. They beheld the glory of the Son of God. Now read on in John 1, read 15 till 17. John bare witness of him, and he cried, saying, this was he of whom I spake, he that cometh after me is preferred before me. For he was before me, and of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ.
بعد از من می آید پیش از من بوده است زیرا که بر من مقدم بود و خونی او همه ما بهره یافتیم و فیض بر زیرا شریعت به وسیله موسی داده شد اما فیض و راستی به وسیله عیسی مسیح
آمد. So it's clear that the word who became flesh, that this is Jesus Christ. Yeah? So who came? God came to this earth. God came in the flesh. Yeah? Jesus Christ is God with us. And you say, you didn't have to tell me that. I knew. Yeah, I know. Most of you knew that.
Yeah,
but it's important to remember that. Because there are a lot of cults and false religions that will use the name of Jesus, but they think about a good man. Somebody who lived once and is now dead. Or they think about a man who was a prophet of God. Maybe even a great prophet of God. But the Bible says that Jesus was nobody less than God himself who entered into his creation, who took on flesh. Yeah. That child that was born, that son that was given, Jesus Christ, yeah, was the mighty God. Yeah, so who came? God himself came. And that's all we remember when we celebrate Christmas.
Now
let's look at the second question. Why did he come? Now, go to John 1, I read the first verses again. The first four verses. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things are made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men.
در ابتدا کلمه بود و کلمه نزد خدا بود و کلمه خدا بود. همان در ابتدا نزد خدا بود. همه چیز به واسطه او به وجود آمد و بدون او چیزی به وجود نیامد که آفریده شده است. در او حیات بود و حیات نور انسان بود. و نور در تاریکی می درخشید و تاریکی آن را در نیافت.
Yeah. So in verse 4 it says that in him, yeah, in the word, pointing to Jesus Christ,
yeah,
God in the flesh as we just saw, in him was life, and the life was the light of man.
Now,
let me give you a picture of the world that Jesus came into. Yeah, because that will give us a picture of why he came. Yeah, because when Jesus came, yeah, it was a dark time for the nation of Israel. Now, first of all, they were not in control of their own country anymore. As a physical nation. Yeah, they were living under Roman occupation. Yeah. Secondly, and even more importantly, as God's people, they were also in spiritual darkness. There had been no new prophets anymore after Malachi for about 400 years. Yeah, there had been a silence from God. Yeah, generation after generation, and no new revelation from God.
Yeah,
they knowing all the prophecies of God, yeah, about the Messiah would have to come, but it had not come yet. Maybe even thinking, has God forsaken us?
Yeah.
So it was a dark time for the nation of Israel. Yeah, when Jesus came, yeah, who is the light of men, he came into a nation where there was darkness. Go back to John 1 and read verses 5 till 9. John 1, 5 till 9. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but he was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighted every man that cometh into the world.
و نور در تاریکی می درخشید و تاریکی آن را در نیافت. شخصی از جانب خدا فرستاده شد که اسمش یحیی بود. او برای شهادت آمد تا بر نور شهادت دهد تا همه به وسیله او ایمان آورند. او آن نور نبود بلکه آمد تا بر نور شهادت دهد. آن نور حقیقی بود که بر هر انسان که در جهان می آید روشنایی می آید.
Yeah. It says here that Jesus is the true light. Not just any light. No, he is the true light.
Yeah,
he is the light of man that came. Go to Matthew. We'll see this concept of light coming up over and over again. Matthew 4, 12 to 16. Now when Jesus had heard that John was cast into prison, he departed into Galilee. And leaving Nazareth, he came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is upon the sea coast in the borders of Zebulun and Naphtali, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea, beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people which sat in darkness saw great light, and to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light is sprung up.
و چون عیسی شنید که یحیی گرفتار شده است به جلیل روانه شد و ناصره را ترک کرده آمد و به کفرناهم به کناره دریا در حدود زبولون و نفتالیم ساکن شد تا تمام گردد آنچه به زبان اشعیای نبی گفته شده بود که زمین زبولون و زبین نفتالیم راه دریا آن طرف اردن جلیل امتا قومی که در تاریکی ساکن بودن نوری عظیم دیدن و بر
Yeah, so it talks about people who sat in darkness, they saw a great light. Not small and great light. What did they see? Jesus. This is talking about Jesus. Jesus is the light of man. Jesus came to people who sat in darkness. But notice also the second part of verse 16. Yeah? Jesus came to a people who sat in the shadow of death.
قومی که در تاریکی ساکن بودند نوری عظیم دیدند و بر نشنیرندگان دیار مرگ و سایه آن نوری تاریکی.
Yeah. In Jesus's life,
در زندگی عیسی مسیح.
And that life is the light of men.
و اون نور سایه مرگ رو هم میگیره.
Go to John 8:12.
یوحنا 8:12.
Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followed me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life.
پس عیسی باز به دیشان خطاب کرد و گفت من نور عالم هستم. کسی که مرا پیروی کند در تاریکی راه نخواهد رفت، بلکه نور حیات او را یابد.
Yep. Jesus is the light of the world. And those who follow him shall have the light of life. Who came? God came in the flesh. Jesus Christ and God with us. Why did he come? To bring the light of life. Why do we need that light? Because without him we are in darkness. Yeah. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
خدا جهان را آنقدر محبت نمود که یگانه فرزند خود را داد که هر آن که به او ایمان آورد هلاک نگردد بلکه زندگی جاوید بیابد.
So what do we celebrate?
پس چرا جشن میگیریم؟
The Christmas.
چرا کریسمس؟
We celebrate that Jesus has come.
جشن میگیریم که عیسی
اومد. The true light, the great light.
اومدیم که اون نور
the greatest light the world has ever seen.
نور دنیا اومده
has come to this earth.
بر روی زمین ما.
Now we celebrate that God has come in the flesh to bring us life. His life is the light of man. He came into a world that was in darkness. Now that child that was born, that son that was given,
yeah,
called Mighty God, called God with us, he would live a life without sin. He would preach the truth. He would do many miracles. Yet he was rejected by many. Most did not receive him. They didn't understand who came to him, who came to them. They did not believe on the one who is the light of man. Go back to John 1. John 1, 10 and 11. He was in the world, and the world was made by him. And the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not.
او در جهان بود و جهان به واسطه او آفریده شد و جهان او را نشناخت. به نزد قوم خود آمد و قومش او را نپذیرفت.
He was not received. Instead, they arrested him. They falsely accused him.
بهش تهمت دروغ زدند.
And they crucified him.
و او را به صلیب کشیدند.
But it didn't end there.
اما روی صلیب تمام نشد.
After three days, he rose again.
بعد از 3 روز او از مردگان
Jesus is alive.
و عیسی مسیح مرده.
And his life.
و زندگی عیسی
is the light of man.
هنوز نور انسانه.
Yeah, he died for our sins.
اومد
took the punishment that we deserved.
روی صلیب رفت و مجازات همه گناهان ما را بر روی صلیب پرداخت کرد و دوباره زنده شد.
Who came?
کی اومد؟
God came.
خداوند اومد.
Why did he come?
چرا اومد؟
So we were in darkness can have the light of life. Read the next two verses in John 1, 12 and 13. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to believe, to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God.
و اما به آن کسانی که او را قبول کردند قدرت داد تا فرزندان خدا گردند، یعنی به هر که به نام او ایمان آورد، که نه از خون و نه از خواست جسم و نه از خواست انسان، بلکه از خدا تولد یافت.
Yeah, so he came to his own.
اومد در میان ما.
Yeah, was not received.
کسی قبولش نکرد.
Yeah, yet there were those who did receive.
اما کسایی بودند که او را پذیرفتند و قبول کردند.
And to them he gave the power to become the sons of God.
و به آنها قدرت داد که پسران خدا
بشوند. Even to them who believe
و برای همه آنهایی که به نام او ایمان آوردند.
Yeah, many rejected Jesus. They remained in darkness. They remained in the shadow of death.
و خیلی‌ها در سایه مرگ باقی موندند.
But some saw the light of life and became the sons of God.
و نور حیات را دیدند، شدند فرزندان خدا.
Now, but this light was not only for one physical nation.
For one group of people.
Now this light was for everybody. Go to 1 John. 1 John 4, verse 14. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world.
و ما دیده ایم و شهادت می‌دهیم که پدر پسر را فرستاد تا نجات دهنده جهان بشود.
Savior of a small area?
نجات دهنده
یک شهر. Savior of the world.
نجات دهنده یک کشور؟ نه، نجات دهنده همه.
1 John 2:2.
نجات دهنده جهان. اول یوحنا 2:2.
And he is the propitiation for our sins and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world.
و اوست کفاره برای گناهان ما و نه گناهان ما فقط بلکه برای تمام جهان.
Did he die for a chosen few?
No,
his sacrifice was for the sins of the whole world. Now go to Luke chapter 2. And read verses 25 till 33. Luke 2, 25 till 33.
و اینک شخص شمعون نام در اورشلیم بود که مرد صالح و دیندار و منتظر تسلی اسرائیل بود و روح القدس بر وی بود و از روح القدس به دو وحی رسیده بود که تا مسیح خداوند را نبینی مرد را نخواهی. پس به راه نماهی روح به معبد در آمد و چون والدینش آن طفل یعنی عیسی را آوردند تا رسوم شریعت را برای او عمل آورند، او را در آغوش خود کشیده و خدا را متبارک خوانده گفت حال ای خداوند بنده خود را بگذار تا به سلامتی برود و حسب کلام خود، زیرا که چشمان من نجات تو را دیده است که آن را پیش روی همه امت ها مهیا ساخت، نوری که مکاشفه برای امت ها کند و قوم تو اسرائیل را جلال بود. و یوسف و مادرش از آن چه درباره او گفته شد تعجب نمودند.
So this was this man named Simeon, and he had received this promise by the Holy Ghost. He knew that God had promised him he would not die before he would seen, would have seen the Lord's Christ. Now, then he sees him. Look at verse 30. He says, "For mine eyes have seen thy salvation." And notice what he says in verse 32. A light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. Yeah, Jesus is the light of the world. He is the light for every man. Here, go to 1 Peter 2. Here's what Peter writes to churches in Galatia, yeah, the Gentile churches. 1 Peter 2, 9. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
اما شما نژادی برگزیده و کشیشانی شاهانه و امت مقدس و قوم خاص خدا هستید. تا فضائل او را که شما را از ظلمت به نور شگرف خود خوانده است اعلام نمود.
Yeah, the you are Gentiles. You are
غیر یهودیان.
Yes.
شما اومدید.
Yeah. You are called out of darkness into his marvelous light.
نور و نور فوق العاده.
So who came?
کی اومد؟
God.
خداوند.
Came in the flesh.
اومد و جسم پوشید.
God with us.
خدا با ما.
Why did he come? To be the light of men.
War
and darkness to bring life.
To bring salvation. What
did he come for? For us. For you, for me. Yeah, and he came to save us. He came to save us.
And
we can, yeah, and we can be saved by believing on him, putting our trust in him. So we can have everlasting life. Yeah, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes on him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Now,
let's now read again the Christmas story. Luke 2. Verses 1 till 18. And we're going to close with that. Luke 2, 1 till
18.
Luke 2, 1 till 18.
و این اسم نویسی اولین بود در هنگامی که گرینیوس فرماندار سوریه بود. از همه مردم هر یک شهر به شهر خود را برای اسم نویسی می رفتن و یوسف نیز از جلیل از شهر ناصره به یهودیه به شهر داوود که بیت لحم نام داشت رفت، زیرا که او از خاندان و آل داوود تا نام او با مریم در که زن نامزد شده ای او بود و نزدیک به زایدن بود ثبت کرد و وقتی که ایشان در آنجا بودن هنگام وضع حمل او رسید. پسر نخستین خود را زایید و او را در قنداق پیچیده در آخر خوابانید، زیرا که برای ایشان در مهمان سرای جا نبود. در آن نواحی شبانان در صحرا به سر می بردن و در شب پاسبانی گله های خیش می کردن. ناگاه فرشته خداوند بر ایشان ظاهر شد و کبریایی خداوند بر گرد ایشان تابید و بی اندازه ترسان گشتند. فرشته ایشان را گفت ما ترسید، زیرا اینک بشارت خوشی عظیم به شما می دهم که برای همه قوم خواهد بود، که امروز برای شما در شهر داوود نجات دهنده ای که مسیح خداوند باشد متولد شد و علامت برای شما این است که کودکی در قنداقه پیچیده و در آخر خوابانیده خواهید یافت. در همان حال فوجی از لشکر آسمانی با فرشته حاضر شده خدا را ستایش کنان می گفتند خدا را در عالم اعلی جلال و بر زمین آرامش و در میان مردم رضامندی باد. و چون فرشتگان از نزد ایشان به آسمان رفتند شبانان با یکدیگر گفتند الان به بیت لحم برویم و این چیزی را که واقع شده و خداوند آن را به ما اعلام نموده است ببینیم. پس به شتاب رفته مریم و یوسف و آن طفل را در آخر خوابیده یافتند. چون این را دیدند آن سخنی را که درباره طفل بدیشان گفته شده بود به طور گسترده پخش کردند. بلکه می شنید از آن چه شبانان بدیشان گفتند متعجب می نمود.
If you are in darkness today, look to the light. Yeah, believe on him, trust on him. The Bible promises you will receive everlasting life. If you are in the light today, share that light with others. Be a witness of the light of life. Yeah, Jesus is the light of men. Yeah, Merry Christmas. Amen. Amen.